This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stressed on developing a mindset of self-reliance to deal with global turbulence as the world is living in a volatile and uncertain era. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that Atmanirbharta is also the basis to strengthen India's self-confidence, increase resilience and to lay the foundation for Viksit Bharat. The minister was speaking at the Tourism Faith Conclave in Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar said the practice of e-visas has made visiting India more pleasant. He noted that those nations with a robust domestic demand have fared better and will continue to do so.
Those coming to study in India, I want to emphasize, have also increased. And heal in India is today a mantra that is increasingly catching on in the world, indeed in our own country. And we see that reflected in the growing number of medical tourists to India. And of course, because finally I have to pluck from my ministry as well, the practice of e-visas has made visiting India so much more pleasant and expedient.
The nation is gearing up to celebrate the country's 79th Independence Day with full enthusiasm and patriotic fervor. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of the Independence Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional network. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the remarkable achievement of India's solar PV module manufacturing capacity and efforts towards popularizing clean energy. Quoting a post of New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi, Mr. Modi said, "This is yet another milestone towards self-reliance." The PM said it depicts the success of India's manufacturing capabilities and our efforts towards popularizing clean energy. Uttarakhand Cabinet, led by Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami, has approved the Uttarakhand Freedom of Religion Amendment Bill 2025, introducing stringent provisions to curb illegal religious conversions. The amendments include harsher penalties, a ban on digital promotion of conversions, and robust measures for the protection of victims. The state government stated that the law aims to safeguard citizens' religious rights while preventing conversions through fraud, inducement, or coercion, ensuring communal harmony is preserved. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Duhoma has stated that the state's close proximity to the Golden Triangle, which is well known for drug trafficking, has caused frequent smuggling of drugs from the Southeast Asian countries. The Chief Minister was addressing a state-level and Aizawl district-level program on Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, Drugs-Free India campaign yesterday at Aizawl Lamumal. The centre has appointed three advocates as additional judges of the Bombay High Court for a term of 2 years. As per the notification issued, the three names include Ajit Bhagwan Rao Kadethankar, Sushil Manohar Ghodeshwar and former Maharashtra BJP spokesperson Aarti Arun Sathe. The appointments cleared by the Supreme Court Collegium raise the High Court's working strength to 69. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued a stark warning to Russian President Vladimir Putin, threatening severe consequences if Moscow obstructs peace in Ukraine. Trump hinted that punitive measures could follow if their scheduled meeting in Alaska tomorrow fails to produce results. However, Trump did not specify what the consequences could be. He stressed that the talks would serve as a stepping stone for a possible second meeting, this time involving Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The warning comes after a high-level virtual call between Trump, Zelensky and European leaders, hosted by Germany, to outline non-negotiable positions ahead of the Alaska talks. India's football club Goa registered a 2-1 win over reigning champions Al Seeb Club of Oman in Goa yesterday, qualifying their place in the group stage of the Asian Football Champions League 2. This marks their return to continental football for the first time since 2021, when they became the first Indian club to feature in the AFC Champions League group stage. And that is the end of this news bulletin.